Welcome to the LifeLink Church podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
Everybody, my name is Pastor Cherie. My husband, Pastor Dave, the better half of us, was who just talked to you. If you're visiting with us here from LifeLink Church, we want to welcome you. He just did, but you may not have known who are those people and who is this blonde-headed lady with a basketball. Does she think she can play ball? Come on now. Let me just say, that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to welcome our online people that are still streaming. From those of you that don't know, half of you are out there. Just lift your hands up. You're giving a wave, a backwards wave, I should say, to all of our team. And y'all help me with my mic. I know I'm a little bit loud. Tell me what I need to do, because it fell off when I pulled my mask off there. We're glad that each and every one of you are here today. I'm excited about what God is doing. Turn to somebody and say, God is still doing stuff. Yes, he is. We've been in a series called United We Stand and Divided We Fall. And I like to add the tagline, but God's love conquers it all. Amen? Amen? Look at somebody and say, love. Love. God's love conquers it all. Pastor Dave, if you were here last week, and if you weren't, you have to get on our website to find the sermons and download it and listen to it. But he kicked us off last week with a big roller coaster ride, literally from the screen. Had to stand up, and we were going through twists and turns, and we were in our seats, and I began to move with the roller coaster, even threw my hands up and said, hey, how many of you are roller coaster riders? Come on. We are the adventurous people. So we are going to continue that message. He actually brought vision of LifeLink. Our vision is we're LifeLink Church. We link people and God together for life. And we do that through the high five. And if you know that, why don't you say it with me? Link, learn, lead, live, and love. Give yourself a high five on that one. Yes. So Pastor Dave covered the first point called link. Didn't know I could bounce a ball, right? Yes. I want to show you, actually, for those of you that couldn't believe, maybe, that I know a little bit about basketball. I was on a team in high school. Now, I went to a private school, so we didn't play in the playoffs, the big college campuses. But hey, I was on a team. And had a position. And so today I'm going to use the analogy of playing ball to talk about the next thing in the high five. Pastor Dave talked about linking. And today we're going to talk about link, learn, and lead. Two of these, and I got to go really fast. But just so that you would know that I was a basketball player. Could you throw up that picture on the screen? Mm-hmm. Oh, now, whoa. It was Waxahachie Christian Academy. We were called the Lions, WCA. WCA. I was not only a basketball player, but I was a cheerleader. Yep. And see, I'm right here. If you want to know where I am, I'm right there beside the coach, our coach right there. And these are all my buds. And we had trophies. Hey, come on, y'all. Yes, thank you for that courtesy clap. I appreciate it. But you know, I pulled out the ball and I was trying to do my, you know, my palm thing and all of my stuff. But I thought, I don't want to bore you with all my talents. So I just thought I would just hold the ball for today. How about that? That was back in the 80s. That's why we all had poofy hair while we were on the court. So anyway, I want to talk about actually basketball, how we are on the team. I love the game. I love to play. I love to watch it. I actually like watching football as well. How many football fans we got? Yeah? How many b-ball or basketball, I should say? Okay, cool. But I want to start with some scripture today. I want to start, and if you have your Bibles, turn to that. I didn't wear my heels so that I can actually see above this table. Yay! Okay, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, it's on the screen for you. I want to start with the scripture for the play of the day. Somebody say, play for the day. Thank you very much. I love our kiddos this morning. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3 says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep, let's say that word together, unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. The next verse, Ephesians 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Everybody say, one team for one God. Look at your team member right next to you and say, I'm glad you're on my team. As we continue the scripture, Ephesians 4, 7 through 8 says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it said, when he ascended on high, he took many captives, gave gifts to his people. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. He gave these gifts to them to equip. Everybody say, equip people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity. There's that word, circle it, star it, highlight it. We reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Last scripture here. I know sometimes when we're reading, stay with me. Come on, stay with me, team. Ephesians 4. 14 through 16. Then, everybody say then, we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, everybody say, but speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head. Talking about Jesus, the Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows. Everybody say, grow, and builds itself up in love. Say, love. As each part does its work. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you begin to speak to us. Holy Spirit, we open our heart, we open our eyes spiritually, we open our spiritual ears that we may hear, see, and know your word and what you're speaking to us today. Divide this in hundreds of ways in the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. So during 2020, y'all, come on. Have we had a crazy year? Have we had a crazy year? Let me just say, 2020, you're probably saying yes. Everybody has said that. Let's stop talking about 2020 and look towards 2021. Well, that's what I'm doing. But let's just say this scripture actually indicates some things that we have been going through. We have been tossed to and fro. We have felt like our head has been out of the game. We're in the game called life. And there are plays that God has called us as a church to do. The enemy has his own strategy, but let me just tell you, God has strategy. And he's using the local church, which I believe is the hope of the world. Jesus is the head, like the scripture says. And he uses the local church, which is his body, you and me, to do the strategy, to run the plays right out on the court. Come on, everybody. I had to look down just for a second. He uses that, but we forgot sometimes who we were. We forgot that we were still on the court. We forgot that we're supposed to have unity on our team. Somebody say amen on that one. We forgot that we're wearing the colors of the team. The team, which is, Jesus is the head. He's the owner. He is the one that owns the team, right? He uses coaches, which happen to be leaders, pastors in the local church, to help hear the plays and call them out. Okay, so I'm here to regather the team this morning. That's what our church is all about. We link people and God together for life. That's who we are. We do that through the high five. We link, which we're doing today. We're coming here together. But we learn about one another and we learn about each other. But the scripture says, though, that God wants us to be humble and gentle and patient, bearing with one another in love. Was that a hard thing to do in 2020? As we're scrolling through the social media, as we're hearing the political newses, that's a new one, the news channels, has it been hard to have that humble and gentle spirit? Because we've wanted to make our opinions. We forgot what team we're on. Not just LifeLink, but churches all around the world. The scripture also says that we need to be in unity of the spirit with the bond of peace. People, have we had peace? Have we had peace, y'all? Come on. We need more peace at this time. We have forgotten that there is one body and one spirit and one faith and one hope. And Christ promised us in the scripture that we would have grace to do what we're doing now in this season. But we forgot that God already gave us the grace. And many times we were trying to do our own plays in this season thinking we were the point guard, which, by the way, that's what I was on the team. I may be 5'2", but let me just say I had skills, y'all, back in the day. The point guard, that's one of the positions on the court, you know. And they are the ones that come down the court with the ball and do it successfully, and they call the plays out. Whatever the coach said, we're going to run this play. And when we're on the offense. Because the goal of the game of basketball is to what? Make the baskets, right? Shoot, which I'm not going to do. Don't worry, people. The goal is to make the swish. And could we throw that picture up? I like to be visual. The swish of the basket. Right there. Come on. Somebody give God praise for that ball right there. Somebody just shot that. And that is the goal of the game. Well, here at LifeLink, what's the win? We link people and God together for life. What does life mean? Eternity? Yes. But also life here on earth. Life that we are strong Christians who know who we are, and we walk according to the word. We're confident and we're in unity, even in the cray-cray of the world. That we walk in unity of the spirit, that we love, that we walk in forgiveness, that we bless and we don't curse. Did we forget about that? That's the swish, y'all. And see, the enemy, he thinks, let's don't make them make mess. Let's confuse the court. I'm going to come in and I'm going to divide them all up. I'm going to come in and just get them to, have you ever seen, you get fouled out and then you start arguing with the refs. I did not. And they're holding them back. Hold me back. And they have to go sit on the bench. I'm leaving this church. I'm quit the team. Yeah, they didn't let me do what I wanted. That was a bad call. Come on. The enemy has tried to get the body of Christ, not just LifeLink, but all around the world, to divide. His motive is to divide and conquer. Look at somebody and say, divide and conquer. But God has told us to be unifiers, unity of peace, and he gives us the grace. Even when the guy on social media is cutting down the person you're planning on voting for, he gives us grace. He gives us grace. Come on, somebody. We are a part of a team that is strong. We are a part of a team that has the colors of heaven. We are a part of the team that has the wind of the Spirit. And not only do we make the swishes in the baskets, we fly with the angels. Come on, in worship. We have God on our side. And if God is for us, who can be against us? But we forgot that Christ gave us gifts. Actually, we remember sometimes, but we think they're for us. The gifts are for us. I can do three-pointers. I really can't, but that's what some people say. I can make the shot from the three-pointer line, and my score is this, my score is that. Sometimes we thought the gifts that God has given us, whether it's being an encourager, being a musician, being an administrator, being a great mom, that it's either not worthy or it's just for us. But God has given us these gifts so that we can build up the body of Christ and equip one another. Me? Yes, you. You see, we forgot that Christ gave us to equip the people for the works of service so that the body, everybody say body, can be built up and mature in our faith. Man, did I ever see some immaturity over this COVID and over the election. Spiritual immaturity. It grieved my spirit. I went into intercession and I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, help us. Where the Bible says, humble yourselves and pray, seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. And if you read, the book of Ephesians talks a lot about it. The practicals. But we want, no. You want my gifts? Come on, y'all. Y'all know that. God doesn't want us to have the spirit of arrogance or the spirit of pride during these times. This is the time for God's team to shine. Love and unity, the spirit of peace, the bond that brings us together. Yeah, we may vote for the different person, but I still see you and I still love you. You may be another color, but we are tight because we are Christians and we are the body of Christ. But we forgot, and the enemy had caused us to become infants again, just tossed by the waves, blown around, and listening to every teaching, every other voice but the coach and the head coach, which is Jesus, broken apart, not as whole but into pieces, because he knows if he can break up the team, no goals can be made. Souls won, success in life, every Christian, raising good families, those are wins. Raising, having marriages that are actually not getting divorced, that's a win. Working through the strategy of the enemy. No, getting healing if we need the healing. No, I don't need anything. Come on, y'all. God is wanting our team to know who they are and remember what he's created us to do. You see, I don't know about you, but I didn't hear the buzzer on the scoreboard say the game is over. It is time to get our head back in the game. Turn to somebody and say, get your head in the game. Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game. So I talked a little bit about what basketball is. I was a point guard. There's a shooting guard, a small forward, a power forward. You know, it's all the big, tall people that are beautiful legs down there that can make the shot or the jump shots. Each position has a specific place and a specific job, okay? Now, they train daily. They have scrimmages with each other. They listen to the coach. They learn. They run the play. They repeat, 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 repeat every day, every day. And then when it's time to shoot, it's so natural. They go up for the shot and bam, they make the goals. Just like us. We, the body of Christ, have forgotten that there's plays to run. So we're just scrambling all over the court. Hey, could you show that picture of the arena? You see, some of us haven't been ready for game day. We just come in on game day, which this is a game day, by the way. We come in, we're linking, but there are people that need to know Jesus right now across the online airways and people maybe in this room right now that need Jesus. But we've been so scattered, what's in it for me, or sitting on the bench, I don't feel like serving. I've already paid my dues. It got too quiet in here, y'all. It got too quiet in here. Okay? We are the body. But see, here's the arena. You see all the people in the stands? They are big fans of the team, right? They're wearing the colors, man. They have painted their face with the colors. They're in the, they're holding the signs. They're screaming for the ball and get it. And they're in the stands. They've paid big bucks for season tickets. Come on. They're faithful to every game. They don't miss a game. They want to be in the stands and shout for the team. And so how many of you shout out one of your favorite basketball teams? Come on. The Suns? Do I hear the Mavericks anywhere? Oh, that's my hometown team. ASU. Okay, yeah. So we're in the stands. We've got the shirts on of our favorite guy or girl, whatever. And we are... We even have the bumper stickers on a car. Suns. Okay? You know. So picture that arena, and I want you to picture yourself. What place, where are you in that arena? Are you in the stands? Are you in the stands, or are you on the court? You see, true fans love their team. They do everything. They'll watch. Everybody say, shh. The game's on. Come on, they miss church services so they can go home and get the game. Even though we have TiVo, hello. We can do that now in this day and age. Come on, there are stands, fans in the stands, but there are players on the courts. You see, we here at LifeLink Church are not trying to build LifeLink Church as a brand. No, a local church is the hope of the world, but Jesus is the hope. Jesus uses the local church, so we are building the name of Jesus bigger than any other name. Come on. But God uses the local church because he wants to run plays so that the goals are being accomplished. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Cherie? Well, we just read that God gave gifts to all of us. How do we know your gifts? You saw the beautiful worship leader who happens to be my daughter. Beautiful worship leader and the team that was so amazing at their gift, ushering us into the presence of God. That's their gift. They knew that, some of them, when they were just a kid. Some of them discovered it along the way and began to hone in on their craft and their skill. Maybe you're not a musician, but God has given you the ability to connect with people. Maybe God gave you the gift to be an engineer and figure things out. Maybe God gave you the gift to talk a lot. That's one of mine. Maybe God gave you the technology mind that you love to just work on computers and stuff. That's a gift. But God has given you that gift, that desire, that passion, that heartbeat. Maybe you have a heart for the homeless. Maybe you have a heart for children. He gives you the personality that you have for a reason. There's one of my people right there. Rowdy and I have the same personality. We're very loud and we love it. But maybe you're quiet behind the scenes. God gave you that for a reason to use for his purpose. It's part of your position on the team. Moving from the bench and using that gift to build and equip the body of Christ to become a stronger team. Not just one team, but a team that when someone is sick, There is a bench that's ready in there, ready and waiting, that knows how to handle the ball. The ball can represent people that come into our church, come into our life. And I'll show you that in just a second. If you don't know your gifts, if you're kind of confused and you're feeling a little lost right now, that's what the enemy has wanted us to do. Because if we're foggy in the head, we won't have any vision to help anybody else. We're just surviving. God is wanting the body of Christ to move from survival mode to thriving. Yes, let's give the Lord a great hand for that. You see, I am over COVID. Pastor Cherie, you're not being sensitive, not being politically correct, da-da-da-da. I'm past it. I'm sensitive. I wear my mask. I do social distance. I do this hand sanitizer. But my mindset is way past it because I serve the owner of the team. And he already knew that play from the enemy. He already knew the play that the enemy was going to do. And he's saying, come on, church, let's regather in the building. Come on, church, get your gifts, get your talents, get what you God put inside of you since you were in your mother's womb and begin to move into that because I've got to play. I've got to play. And we got to get souls into the kingdom and we got to start making the goals because Christ is alive and Jesus is coming back, y'all. I don't know if you've heard that recently, but he's coming back and we want to be one of those people that he says, way to go. Way to go. Well done. You did it. Well, how do I find out my gifts? Well, I'm going to tell you here at LifeLink, that's what we're all about. This is part of the high five. We link, we learn. We learn and discover who we are. If you have not been through our growth track, somebody say it, growth track. If you've been here at our church and you've been watching, if you're online and you've been watching, and you haven't been through to discover what God has put inside of you, you may have an idea. But we in Growth Track take assessments to find out your personality type, that take assessments to find out your spiritual gifts, things that you are discovering about you, and take assessments to find out also your passion and your heartbeat. All three of those things together, connected like a triangle, is going to show you the picture of purpose. And if you feel like you haven't had a purpose in a long time, God is calling you into a place and saying, I will show you the purpose I have for you. You see, there's two questions that people have on their mind, and Growth Track helps us to answer those. It says, who am I and why am I here? God is wanting you to discover who you are and why you're here. Now, those of you that have not done that, they're putting a number on the screen right now. I want you to get that number. Get your phones out, everybody. Come on. Get your phones out. And if you have not gone through our Growth Track purpose, this is the play for the day. This is what we're supposed to do, is get in there and let us discover who God is and what he's called us to do. Because you want to belong. Are you tired of not belonging anywhere? Are you tired of coming into a building and thinking nobody even knows my name? Are you tired of feeling lost? Are you tired of feeling with no purpose, especially in this COVID? I'm telling you, we're tossed to and fro. So many people have left the church, not just LifeLink, but all around the world. There was a Barna statistic that said right now, 1/3 of Christians that used to go to church have stopped going completely. 1/3 are sitting online and not just watching maybe their church, but watching everybody else's church as well. I just sit in my kitchen and I just stroll through. No commitment, no uniform, not a place on the team. And then he goes, yeah, go ahead and watch. Go ahead and watch. Don't do nothing. Then there's another third like you that are in the room ready and saying, give me the paw. I want to use my gifts for the Lord. I want to discover who I am, and I want to get my place on the team. I'm tired of just sitting and letting my children watch me sit so they can just do what I do, and then I wonder why they're not serving God when they're 21. Come on, y'all. The local church is the hope of the world, and you're a part of it. God wants to use you. God wants to use me, and he wants us to be in sync together to where we're going down the court. We got our eye on the goal, and I'm passing over here, and I'm passing over there, and then the tall guy with the awesome legs jumps up and does a layup, and a goal is made, and heaven rejoices, and God goes, there they go. There's one of my teams right there. They're there in Phoenix and Gilbert. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the fans are in the stands. Now, the fans are the world watching the church, how they're running their plays in a crazy time. So if the fans are in the stands, they're not going to be a fan of the church if we're confused on the court. If we're confused and don't know who we are or where we're going, the fans are going to leave the arena. The world is watching the church right now. They're just like us. He's a Christian, and he said all that about the president on social media? Come on. Is there any love on the corners with our protesting signs? Is there any love for one another? Unity, peace, love. Come on, people. Let's give God a big hand if we're going to give him a hand. So your first step is to get on in the growth track. You got this number? Awesome. Once you go there, then we're going to talk about who we are. We want to move from the stands ourselves, from the seats, and begin to find our place on the team. You know, we have a great team around here. We call them the Dream Team. Because they are the team that makes it happen. Oh, I knew, Pastor Shree, you were going to get there and try to get some volunteers. Why are we always getting volunteers? We don't want volunteers. We want Dream Team players. We're not asking you. We're saying, here's an opportunity. You want to come? If not, stay in the stands, girl. Because you say, gosh, you're a little arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I'm confident. Because I know my place. And I know the enemy is trying to put us in a coma, get us paralyzed to where we won't move in what he's called us to do. Well, I'm too old. No, you're not. Well, I'm too young. No, you're not. Well, I've already done that for 20 years, and I don't like getting up early. Get over it. Come on. We are in the times right now where Jesus is saying, church, rise up. Show them who I am. Church, rise up. Well, what does that have to do with being a greeter? Let me tell you what it has to do. The growth track helps us find two things: my ministry in the church and my mission in the world. You need to sign up. If you're like, I didn't know that. I thought it was just the membership class. No, it's an equipping class to empower you to find what you're good at, what you are fulfilled at. You're part of that team, and you find your place in the church, whether it's a greeter or it's kids ministry or it's playing the guitar. But let me tell you what happened. I say this story. If you are in the growth track, you hear me teach it. It's my favorite story. There's other stories since, but this is my favorite. There was one day, a single mom was driving past our church right here in Gilbert. She had a couple of kids in her car. She was lonely, looking for something to encourage her. She drove by, saw our church sign, and thought, I'll just turn in here. When she turned in, she saw some people in the parking lot that had their little vests on, waving them in. Come on in. Helped her park her car. Not only did they help her park her car, they opened the door and said, hey, welcome to LifeLink Church. As her kids are fumbling around screaming, they helped her actually get out of the car. No joke. Helped her carry the car seat in. Walked with her. Introduced her to the guest connect tent that was outside that had some life-giving people that were in their place that said, welcome. It's to LifeLink Church. How can we help you? And she's like, I'm just here. I don't know what to do. It looks like you have some kiddos there. Can we help you show you where the kids ministry is? Our kids ministry is all about not babysitting. Trust me, they are way ahead. Let me walk you there. Oh, okay. As she walks through, she goes through the front doors where there's some awesome greeters. Welcome to LifeLink Church. We're so glad you're here. The handshake. This was back in the day when we could do that. Handshake. People holding signs. Sit with us. And she's like, whoa, wow. She smells the amazing coffee at the coffee bar when we had it open. And people were waving, hey, welcome. And then she thought, ooh, I'm going to have to go get some of that coffee, because she saw the sign that said that a portion of the proceeds from that coffee go to missions. Hey, they help people around here. She walks through, and over in the kids' ministry, they're like, ah, we're so glad you're here. Colors, colors, confetti. They get down on her little four-year-old's level. And how are you? What is your name? We are so glad you're here. Jesus is going to make a difference today. She's like, whoa. She goes in because it's her first time. She can have a tour, and they walk in. She sees that it's organized. There's safety. There's things. They give you a number that'll pop on the screen. Because she was nervous. You know, I'm a single mom, and I don't know if my baby's going to fit in. Yeah, come here. Let some of our nursery workers, let mama have her. She's going to be fine. You go on in there, girl. They love babies around here. Those babies are being rocked and spoken. You are awesome. You are a child of God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. You are the head, not the tail. There's confessions that we have on the wall when they change their diapers. That gives me the Holy Ghost goosebump. They're pouring life. And then the kids' big area, they have live worship, screens and games. Kids are interacting and going, church. I just got one of the reports of 3 weeks ago that kids were like, I don't want to leave. And they cried because they didn't want to leave. Kids big. It's the power of God. Is it because they have a lot of candy? No, we don't do a lot of that. It's the power of God. So as she goes through there, she hears this roar of people connecting in the foyer and moving. So they lead her in here, and she walks into these doors, the room you're sitting in now. And one of the ushers goes, hello, how are you? Can I see you? How many are in your party? And she's like, it's just me. Come right over here. They're greeters within this area right here. Their whole job is not to, wish they'd hurry up and start the service. No, they're shaking hands. They're loving people. Who are you? I am this. And what are you? Where are you from? They're connecting all across. Those are positions that people knew on their team. So she sits down. She sits right over here. I think it was on this area. And she began to hear this countdown when we had our big countdown at that time. And all of a sudden, the congregation started standing up and started. They weren't like, okay, I'll stand up. No, they were up. Clapping their hands. We're ready to worship. Worship leader, which happened to me at that time. Are you ready to worship our God? Yeah. Music starts. The band is going. And she's like, whoa, it's loud in here. As many of you may say that as well. We have earplugs at the back. So she's like, whoa. And all of a sudden she looks around, and people are not just hands in the pockets, are not just sitting down, I'm here because my mother made me come. No, she sees life. They're worshiping. They're clapping their hands. They're singing. They're lifting their voice, and their eyes are upon the Lord. And it's crazy fun. And she's like, oh, I haven't felt this joy in a long time. I've been so alone. My bills haven't been paid, and I'm just struggling as a single mom. But something is happening here. Then it gets into the slow worship. And the presence of God surrounded her. Not just because it's a slow song. Y'all, the Holy Spirit moves in fast songs too. But because our prayer teams, that are behind these walls are interceding right now for you. There is a guide back there that says when the songs start, pray these scriptures so that the atmosphere is ready for God to move. When there's the offering time, when there's this, they follow the guideline and they're praying. We call it the wailing wall. They're pacing right now. People are behind there moving in the spirit for you. This young lady sat there and she felt the presence of God. Tears started falling down. And then the most awesome, amazing, nice-looking pastor ever came walking out. That's Pastor Dave, my husband, who had an amazing right now practical word from God. And what I love about my husband is he doesn't have to raise his voice. It flows and it hits you. And it's practical. And it's right now word rhema from the powerful throne room of God. Because he spent time reading and studying and fasting and praying for you. The word comes and she began to receive it. And at the end of every message, Pastor Dave always gives a time for people to do not know Jesus to make Jesus Lord of their life. And that day, this single mom raised her hand and accepted Jesus. That was the day this ball went through the net. Swoosh! Right? Swoosh! But let me just say, it wasn't Pastor Dave that gets the reward in heaven over that young mom. It's the guy who put the signs out on the street. It's the guys on the parking lot who opened her door and helped her with their kids. It's the greeters at the door. It's the guest connect. It was even the smell of the coffee. It was the kids ministry. It was the worship team. It was the ushers. It was everything that made the play work for the day so that the win could be. She connected with God and people for life. And that's what LifeLink is all about. So wouldn't it be the enemy's plan to get you discouraged and say, I'm not going back to that church because I have to wear a mask. Or I'm not going to go back because I don't think I like the pastor's wife. Everybody likes me, right? Don't say it. I'm not going back because they don't have the youth ministry that I think they need to. Join the team, people. And make the youth ministry what it needs to be. You don't like something. Maybe that's something you're passionate about. That's what we teach you in Growth Track. So you got to get in there. Because we teach, are you passionate? Are you a little irritated that something's not done right? Then God's probably calling you to help make it happen. Well, the pastor and his wife, no. We're just a part of the team like you. We need the body to come together. Jesus is the head. He uses arms and legs and feet and smiles. He uses voices. You are a part of that body. And if you're sitting on the bench and saying, no, I don't have time, then you're missing the mark. Especially in the season that we're in, y'all. God is wanting the church to rise and shine and be strong and get rid of the offenses. Ask forgiveness to one another. If you're mad at each other, come on, get over it. We don't have time to be offended. We don't have time to have grudges. We don't have time. You know, I'm amazed because I've been talking to people and it's been rough. It has been a rough season for Pastor Dave and I who are coaches because we're trying to gather the people. They're up in the stands. They're out of the arena. And then some of them are just walking around with the ball going, I don't even know who I am. Where's the goal? Where's the goal? And they're just running around. And then some of them are sitting on the bench mad. Come on. Being real now. And he and I have been, I was like, Jesus. Protect the heart of the church. Remind them, God, of who they are. And he says, that's why I put y'all there. I said, but it's hard right now. He said, oh yeah, but I'm with you. I said, but their they're your kids. He says, don't worry. I'm with you. And they love me. And they just need to be reminded of who they are. And get them discovering who they are and where they need to be on the team. Church, today, there are two things God is wanting us to do. First of all, if you have not been through Growth Track, or you've been through it and you're like, you know, I just need a refresh of the vision. Today is your day to sign up. You can do it online at your own time. But don't let the enemy distract you from that. That is a big deal. That's if you want to be a part of the LifeLinks Church. If you're here visiting with us and you've just been searching, we've got amazing churches all across the valley. This is what I love. We find our team here on the Dream Team, but LifeLink and Desert Springs and Evident Life and all of our other friends, Central and Cornerstone, we are all on the court, the bigger court. And we are all carrying and making goals together. So that's why unity is important. We've had a lot of people leave our church through COVID. But we've had a lot of people come to our church through COVID. We've had people's lives changed through the racial issues that have been happening. God is still moving. He has just been working behind the curtain. You just didn't see what he was arranging for the second half of the game. You've been in an intermission eating popcorn and Coke. And we're coming back and God is saying, here's what we're doing. This is what he's wanting us to do. Growth Track, get in, find out who you are. If you've been through Growth Track and you're not serving on a team, why do I need to serve? I just walked you through, single mom. Why would you not want to be a part of that? There's a difference between being in the stands and rah-rah and being on the court and feeling and hearing the fans go. But you made the basket. You were a part of taking that. Hey, I got her. I got her. Don't you worry. Boom, 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 boom. I hand her off to you, guy with the legs that can. Whoosh, and we win. That's the win. Because Jesus is wanting everyone to have life here on earth as it is in heaven and then for eternity. Come on, church. Let's tighten the net. Let's get our head in the game and let's find our place on the team. So if you've been through Growth Track and you're not serving right now, I want you to text, what is it, team, to that number as well. Our teams are going to reach out to you this week. And we're going to help you. We're not forcing you. You're gonna find out who you are, and you're gonna be in a place where we equip you, we train you, and you walk out and you go, ooh, I'm in my place. I'm in my place. And then you begin to make disciples of others. Because people say, well, we need to have more discipleship. It happens on the Dream Team. Because we're serving together and we're doing life together. We link, we learn. Then we lead. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for every person that's in this house. I pray that every heart, Lord God, has been opened, eyes opened and ears opened to hear the right now word from you. Holy Spirit, begin to move and show us, each individual, what our next step is to be. Everyone has one. Come on, just listen to the Lord right now. Maybe you're here today and you think, gosh, I think my first step is just to know who Jesus is. I want to give you that opportunity. Give you that opportunity to know the one who owns all the teams. That gave his life for you so that you could be free today. That is in relationship with us and he wants that for you. If you are not walking with the Lord right now and you say, I just need a fresh start, would you just pray this prayer? In fact, church, let's all pray together. Say, Jesus, I come to you today. I'm moving from the arena stands. And I want to be a part of the team. I make you Lord of my life. I want to follow your plans. Forgive me of all my sin. Cleanse me. Wash me. And renew me. Heal me from anything that the enemy has tried to destroy me with. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name. Now, right now, those of you that just prayed that prayer, you have joined the ultimate team. And God is so excited. He wants to give you the jersey. He wants to give you all the plans that he has for you, because Jeremiah 29:11 says he's got a big one. But right now, God is using LifeLink Church in the middle of Gilbert, Arizona, reaching not just Gilbert, but all around, so that the lost will find him. And God is wanting to use all of us in this room. So, Father, move over our hearts right now. What is our next step? Who are we, Jesus? And what have you called us to do? Well, your word says it plainly. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to speak right now and remind people of who they are, the passions that you've put in their hearts since they were children, the gifts, the desires, the things that they were supposed to be used by you. The teenagers in this room, this is for you too. The children in this room, this is for you too. God has plans for you, and he wants you to just step in and be a part of the team today. So Lord, we wrap this up, and we thank you, God, that you are moving. We thank you, God, even though we don't see everything, we trust as we go down the court and keep our eye on the goal. Keep our eye on you. You said you would provide and you would show us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We hide your words in our heart and we will not sway. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.